hurts like hell, Ralph. It never stops hurting. It only stops when you die, and you would want to die sooner rather than later. But you can't if what you just told me is true. Once again, Ralph is confused. Huh? Cap, condescendingly, with exaggerated patience, you just told me not 2 minutes ago that you don't want to leave Bonnie a widow and your kid fatherless. But if you are in such pain that you decide to end it all, that would be the outcome, widow and orphan. In addition, your life insurance will pay nothing on a suicide. You know that, don't you? Ralph stares morosely at his empty beer glass. What about Bonnie? Cap says. Ralph looks up. Is Bonnie insured? Cap asks. The word alarmed hardly begins to convey the sensation Ralph is experiencing just now. He continues to look up. Cap repeats. Is Bonnie insured? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. It's natural to take out insurance on the wife when she is pregnant. If a wife dies and the husband has to raise a kid alone, the additional expenses are devastating. Child care, housekeeping, food, doctors, clothing, it's major. The economic value of a wife and mother in a household is underappreciated, but real. So mothers are insured all the time. But, hypothetically speaking, naturally, if Bonnie were insured and something were to happen to her before the baby is born, then all of your problems would disappear, hypothetically speaking.
Ralph's reaction is immediate.
You are certifiably deranged.
Cap is calm.
It's the only rational solution, Ralph, and don't forget, if you insure her for enough, there'll be plenty left over for you to have a very nice stake to start placing bets again with cash. Another problem solved. It's a twofer, Ralph. And, Ralph, you don't have to get your hands dirty. We take care of everything for a fee, of course. All you have to do is arrange an alibi. Out of town at a business meeting is good.
At first, Ralph can hardly believe what he is hearing. But Cap is looking him straight in the eyes, and Ralph knows he has not misunderstood. This is unreal, he is thinking. This is the Twilight Zone. He's a putz, maybe, possibly. All right, if you say so. But a criminal? A murderer? His own family? All he can think to do is get up and storm out of the room. So he does that. The goon shoots Cap a glance from his stool at the bar, wondering whether he should prevent Ralph from leaving. Cap raises his palm upright and shakes his head no. Cap is more than satisfied. The seed has been planted.